Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bacabella. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Morton. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Carl Morton. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Fregosi. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Day moves to third. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Grote to Harrelson covering second. The throw back to home, and Day is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boswell. The throw from Bacabella and he is out, Hunt applying the tag. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub scores. Milner moves to third. Fregosi moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is walked intentionally. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Morton. Milner scores. Fregosi moves to third. Cranepool moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a pop-up into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fregosi scores. Cranepool scores. Harrelson moves to second. It's 4-0, Mets. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boswell takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Morton reaches second base with a double. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morton scores. It's 4-1, Mets. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Day hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Mets. Joe Gilbert now pitching. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Milner strikes out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fregosi strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a pop-up into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Bacabella and he is safe. Harrelson steals second. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boswell takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harrelson moves to third. Boswell moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 1 in the game. Bacabella hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Bacabella reaches second base with a double. Jim Ferry pinch hits for Joe Gilbert. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Walker now pitching. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Walker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Day hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Day moves to third. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Fairley moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Day scores. Fairley moves to third. Singleton moves to second. It's 5-2, Mets. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley takes first base on ball 4. Fairley scores. Singleton moves to third. Bailey moves to second. It's 5-3, Mets. Chuck Taylor now pitching. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bacabella hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Woods pinch hits for Tom Walker. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Pool scoops it up and throws to first, with Taylor covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Renko now pitching. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Harrelson hits a pop-up into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bacabella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fairley. Milner reaches second base with a double. Boswell goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Mets. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fregosi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milner scores. It's 7-3, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Fregosi moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fregosi moves to third. Cranepool moves to second. Chuck Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Foley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fairley hits a pop-up into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Denny Lemaster now pitching. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Boswell strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Mayshore pinch hits for Denny Lemaster. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Day hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Day reaches second base with a double. Hunt moves to third. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-4 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.